the time. Otherwise, I would be, you guys would be waiting for me right now. I'm still trying to get ready.
感谢主，感谢主，今天能够再次回到你们中间，也特别感谢让我们在很临时的及时能够抓住到这个时间上的差距，否则的话，各位大概就是我跟各位很可能不能在这里见面。
Today's topic is the pathway to true freedom.
今天的信息是真正的自由路。
Is out of John chapter 8 verses 31 to 32.
经文是在约翰福音八章三十一到三十二节。
I'm going to read the passage in English, and then Huimin, she's going to read the passage in Chinese next.
好，先英文。
Let me click the. All right. John chapter 8, verses 31 to 32. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
好，耶稣对他信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
Let's pray a little bit for the sermon.
好，我们来为讲道来祷告。
Father, we thank you for this time to worship you.
主啊，我们感谢你，让我们能够有机会在这里敬拜您。
May your spirit to open the heart.
您的灵让我们能够打开心房。
Listen to your words so that we would have a change of mind, change of heart.
让我们能够聆听的话语，心意能以更以更新而改变。
We want to follow your word.
我们希望能够遵行您的道。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告请求，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门，阿门。
I'm sure you guys, just like me, get angry once in a while.
所以如果您是像我一样的话，偶尔也是会发些脾气的。
But did you ever get really, really angry?
你有没有曾经过去真的真的的是非常的火大
？Like argue with one another, yelling at one another.
彼此在那争吵不休，或者是彼此的吼叫。
Or up to a point that you don't talk to one another.
然后到一个沸点，过了那个沸点以后，你就觉得你根本。对方是根本是不可舆论的，不想跟他再有任何的交接。
So when we talk, when we don't talk or don't listen, our communications break down.
当我们不再交谈、不再沟通的时候，我们的沟通就已经断了线。
A few years ago, I went to have an oil change.
几年以前，我到一个地方去换机油。
This is the first time I went there.
这是我第一次到这家店。
So I walked to the backside of the counter.
所以我到这个柜台的后面。
So there was a young man standing there asking me for information.
所以有个年轻人在那边，然后就问我一些信息，我的消息。
So I would tell him my name because he asked my name.
所以他问我您的问我的姓名，我就告诉他我姓什么叫什么。
So I have a Chinese name, I had to spell it for him.
因为我就是我没有英文的名字，纯中文的名字，我就把我的名字拼出来。
So while he was typing, I saw he typed it incorrectly.
所以当他在打字的时候，我就已经看到他打错了。
Well, I just immediately tried to correct him. He said, you typed it wrong.
所以我就马上想要纠正他，我跟他说，哦，你打错了哦。
No, he immediately replied that you said it wrong.
然后他马上就跟我说，那你是你讲说错了。
And I got a little surprised and I said, how could I be wrong if I was saying my own name?
我就有点惊讶，我有点惊讶说，我跟他说，哎，这是我的名字，我怎么可能把自己名字给拼错呢？
I added one line that you typed it wrong. You heard it wrong, I'm saying.
然后我就加一句说你听错了吧。
He said I said it wrong. He continued saying that while we were talking about this, I heard a noise coming from the pit.
然后呢，他就一直坚决的说那是你说错了。正在我们在对这个事情争论的时候，在那个修车的场地就有一个声音。
It was a loud noise. Said Joseph, stop it. Joseph, stop it.
然后就是很大声，他的老板从那个修车的地方喊他的名字 ，Joseph， 约瑟，约瑟，停停停。
So I heard that, and while I was finishing up, and I tried to stop, and then he heard that, he tried to stop, but the thing, he said one more line.
然后我们彼此都想要停下来，但他最后又不甘心，又追加了一句。
He said, kind of low, said that you got an attitude.
然后他就说你态度有问题，对我说我的态度有问题。
As soon as I heard that, I said, why are you saying that? I think you had an attitude problem because I could not say my name wrong and correctly.
Yeah, 然后我就说你怎么会这么说呢？我想你才是态度有问题，我怎么可能把自己的名字给搞错呢？
So he kept saying that I said it wrong.
然后他继续不断说，就是你说错了。
And then I heard the second time, there's another voice coming from the pit. Joseph, stop it. Joseph, stop it.
然后他的老板再度的扬声说，约瑟停，约瑟停，不要再说了。
So I heard it the second time. I realized that he would not stop if I don't stop talking.
然后我听到第二次听到，我就认想清楚了，如果我不停的话，这个年轻人是不会停的。
So, what's wrong with this situation? What's wrong with this young man?
所以各位，你觉得这一段故事里面有哪个地方不对劲呢？
Human behavior often connected to three aspects of human mental faculties.
说人类的行为往往受三样东西的人的影响，就是人的心智的组合的三方面的影响。
The first one is our emotion.
第一个就是我们的情感。
Or sometimes we call it heart.
或者我们把它称为心。
The second one, we call it our intellect.
第二个我们叫做是我们的智力，我们的智能，我们的头脑。
Or sometimes we call it mind, 头脑。
Yeah, 有时候我们说是头脑 ,mind。
The third one is our will.
第三个是我们的意志，我们的自我。有时候我们把它称为我们的意志。Yeah, 我们的自我，有时候我们称为我们的意志，我们的意愿。
If you have a big ego, then you have, you don't want to change your mind. It's called a big will, big ego.
Yeah, 如果你的一个很大的自我的话，你就是很不愿意改变的。
So what's wrong with the young man? What happened to him?
所以这个年轻人的问题是在哪里呢？
I didn't know him, and that was the first time I met him.
我们素未生平，从来没见过面，第一次见面。
But as soon as I said he typed it wrong, he heard it wrong, he got angry.
然后我一说他打错了，他听错了，他马上就非常的愤怒。
So he was emotionally distressed.
然后可见情绪上是非常波动的。
So he couldn't think straight. He could not comprehend that there's no possibility I could have typed my known, I could have said my own name incorrectly.
他完全不能够了解说我不可能把我自己名字说错，也不可能把我自己名字给拼错这件事实。
Not only he didn't listen, but his big ego, his will would not give up.
所以他就不愿意去听，然后他的自我的一种自大的这种自我就不愿意放弃他自己的想法。
Let's look a little closer our human's intellectual makeup.
我们看一下我们人类的这个智力的 构成。
And we will look at it biblically.
我们是以圣经的观点来看。
The first thing that the Bible talks about our heart.
第一眼圣经讲的这个心。
And also we talk about, the Bible also talk about a mind.
同时我们也讲到强调我们所谓的理性 mind, 理性。
So mind, heart, will, emotion, they are all affected intertwined.
所以所有的理性、情感、意志完全是相互交叉的，都互相影响的。
So, in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 6, 5, it says about our heart, we love our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our strength.
所以在《生命记》六章五节的时候告诉我们，是我尽心尽意来爱主、爱神。
When you look at the dictionary, it talks about the inner man.
所以这里他讲到所谓的内在的人。
The inner man includes the will, the intention, the mind, the heart, emotion, all these things.
所以这所谓这个内里面的这个人包括的是所有的我们提到所谓的情感、意志、意愿等等。
It also talks about the mind within the heart.
所以在这个心里面的一种理智、理性。
And also in the New Testament, the same passage actually happened also in the Gospels.
So, in 马太福音里面也提到马太福音二十二章三十七，还有马可福音等等，路加福音都提到这个理性，这个 mind.
Now, it's especially emphasized the mind within the passage.
所以这里是特别的提到这个理性这件事。
When you look at the dictionary in Greek, you see the mind including intellect, insight, reasoning, and thoughts.
So, if you look at the four points, this reasoning includes so called intelligence, reasoning, and thoughts.
So, these are the makeup, intellectual makeup of a human being.
So, this is our human being's intelligence.
So it would include the heart, the will, the mind, and all these major items.
所以包括所有的理性、感性以及意志力等等这些所有的东西。
Human intellect, when we apprehend knowledge and then we do action there, these are the things that we're going to look at.
所以人的智能是帮助我们能够认知，能够知道认识学问知识，然后引发有所行动。
But there are barriers obstructing our pathway to true freedom.
但是他们也能够变成我们在通往真正自由道路上的障碍。
But there are three different ways to look at it. So these obstruction or barriers are emotional, intellectual.And also will.
所以有三种的障碍，一个是情感，所谓心的问题；一个是智能，就是所谓头脑的问题；一个是意志，也就是所谓人的自我的一种问题。
So when you look at what is the pathway to true freedom?
所以到真正自由的道路是什么呢？
The Bible said, Jesus talked about it. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Christ also said, it's in our passage, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
耶稣同时也说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
So we're going to look at the first barrier obstructing our way to a pathway to true freedom.
所以阻挠我们能够通往真理自由的道路上，第一个障碍就是
is a emotional baggage.
就是我们情感的包袱。
What is emotional baggage?
什么叫做情感的包袱呢？
I tell you a couple of stories.
我跟你讲个故事吧。
Several years ago, a young man came to our fellowship at our home.
所以几年前有一个年轻人到我们参加我们在我们家里举行的团契。
He was here for a while, but he seems like he wanted to keep a distance from us.
他有些有渴望追求真理，但是他又跟我们保持一个距离。
One day, I find a time to talk to him.
有天我就找了时间跟他私底下我们互相聊一聊。
And he told me a story about his family.
然后他就把他家庭的故事告诉我。
He said his brother and his sister-in-law, they are Christians.
他说他的兄弟，不晓得是哥哥或弟弟，我们就说是哥哥还弟弟。Pastor Wu.
He's a twin brother.
Oh, wow, 同胞胎的，双胞胎的。OK, 他有个双胞胎的兄弟，还有他的双胞胎兄弟的妻子。
They are Christians.
他们都是基督徒。
So several years ago, he was asked by his brother, he was living in another city, he was asked by his brother to come to LA to help him out on the business.
因为那个时候他是在另外一个州，但是因为他兄弟的请求，他就到了洛杉矶去帮他兄弟打理这个生意。
To make a long story short,
然后长话短说吧。
The business they were going into did not go well.
生意不是很好，很顺利。
Because the brother sold all his stuff and come to LA to help out his brother, and he lost everything. He was in a bad situation.
因为这个人他放弃他的所有，在别州的所有，来到加州帮助他的兄弟，所以一旦生意不好，他等于是全部都失去了，然后陷入一种经济上的困境。
But his brother did not help him out afterwards.
但是他的兄弟并没有帮他的忙脱离这个困境。
So he felt that he was abandoned by his brother.
他就觉得他是被他的兄弟，他的双胞胎的兄弟给离弃了。
He felt bad because his brother and his wife also professing Christians.
他觉得特别的糟糕，因为这两个人都自称为所谓的基督徒。
And he also tell me other things.
他又告诉我另外一件事。
He is a real estate agent.
他是一个房地产，做房地产的。
He tell me a lot of story about professing Christian real estate agent, they cheat all the time.
然后他告诉我，在他这个做经纪人的这个过程中，遇到许多所谓的基督徒，然后他们也常常是行骗的。
So he had trouble believing in God because of these incidents.
所以经由这些的经历，这些的事故，他觉得他很难相信有一个真神。
So what happened? He was emotionally hurt.
So, because he was
And he was also have a wrong reason to reject God.
Then he used a wrong reason to reject God.
So he thought that every Christian should be holy, do nothing wrong.
He thought that if you are a Christian, you should be holy, do nothing wrong. He thought that if you are a Christian,
That's another story about an atheist who is a former pastor.
另外一个故事是有关一个无神论者，他原来是一个牧师。
To make the long story short, what happens is he got involved in a divorce.
长话短说吧，就是他经过了一个非常很不好，经验非常不好的离婚。
During a divorce situation, that all his friends and associate pastors and other people did not give him comfort, they all abandoned him.
所以在这个过程中，他所有的基督徒的朋友，甚至他的基督徒的牧师们，都不支持他，都离弃他。
So he was hurt.
所以他受了非常大的伤害。
And he did not see any good testimony from other Christians.
他在别的基督身上看不到任何好的见证。
So he turned around and said he does not believe in God anymore.
所以他就改变心意说我不再相信有神了。
So not only that he got hurt, but also he has a wrong view of God.
所以他不但是情感上受了伤害，同时他对上帝有个错误的看法，就是智力方面的。
So when Christian doing bad things, does that prove that God does not exist?
如果所谓的基督徒做不好的事情，这就等于神不存在吗？
This is their reasons.
这是他们的看法，他们的理由。
So let's look at the Bible. We see Jesus have two disciples. And one is Judas, one is Peter.
所以我们从圣经来看，这个有耶稣有两个门徒，一个是犹大，一个是彼得。
Judas stole money.
然后犹大他是管钱的，但是他坚守自盗，偷了钱。
Not only he stole money, but also he betrayed Jesus.
他不但是坚守自盗偷了钱，而且他也背叛了耶稣。
What happened to Peter? Peter denied Jesus three times.
那彼得呢？他是三次不认主。
The disciples' failure does not refute or prove Jesus is the Messiah.
所以耶稣门徒的失败并没有反驳耶稣是弥赛亚。
反驳不是就是他是不是弥赛亚的意思。
Yeah, 并没有就证明说耶稣不是弥赛亚，并没有。Yeah, 并耶稣还是弥赛亚。
So the second barriers obstruct us the pathway to true freedom.
然后第二个障碍，阻止人通往真正真理的道路上的一个障碍是什么呢？
Intellectual blindness.
就是智力的盲症。
In Romans 10:14, the apostles Paul says, "And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?"
罗马书第十章十四节告诉我们说：“然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？”没有传道的怎能听见呢？
This says the intellectual mind of a person must first hear the gospel message before he can believe.
人的智能，人的脑，让我们必须要先听到才能相信。
Many years ago, a late night, I met an elderly lady.
许多年前在深夜的时候，我遇到了一个老太太。
It was at a bus stop nearby gas station.
是在我家附近一个加油站的旁边。
Oh, so to make the long story short, my wife and I gave her a ride.
所以长话短说，我们就给这位中国的老太太一个顺风车。
She was very happy, then kept asking me if I want to accept some money for the ride.
而她非常的高兴，非常感谢，就一直问我们说啊，要不要付点钱给你们啊？
I just do what I need to do, what I have to do because I'm a Christian.
我就告诉她不需要了，因为我所做的就是一个身为基督徒应该做的事情。
Then I asked her if he ever heard the gospel.
然后我就问他说：“你有没有听过福音呢？”
She said she never heard the gospel.
他说我从来没听过。
Because she didn't want to listen.
因为他不想听。
So So what happened to this story?
这个故事表明了什么呢？
She was not a Christian because she never heard the gospel intellectually.
所以在智能上说她没有听过，不是基督，是因为她没听过福音。
Because she was unwilling to listen.
但是事实上是她根本不想去听，不愿意去听。
If you never hear the gospel, if a person never heard the gospel, how could that person believe?
如果人没有听过福音，怎么能够相信福音呢？
Many non-Christians are unwilling to accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior.
有许多人不愿意接受耶稣做他们的救主。
Because they never heard.
因为他们没听过。
And also they were not willing to listen.
而且最重要是他们不愿意去接受，去相信。
The third barrier obstructing our pathway to true freedom.
然后第三个障碍是
is our will or volition.
我们的意志，我们的意念。
Or sometimes we can call it a big ego.
也就是说我们的自大吧。
When Jesus started his earthly ministry, he said, and he began to preach, and he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
当耶稣开始传道的时候，耶稣就说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Repentance not only involves changing of mind.
这个悔改不只是改变，改转你的心意而已。
But also involve willing to turn around.
而且是愿意转身。
Dr. Frank Turek is a apologist.
法兰克·特瑞克博士是一个非常有名的护教学者。
So he goes around the country, going to university and have presentation.
所以他在全国巡回演说，特别是到那些大学、高等学府里去。
So after he proved that the existence of God, why we believe in God, why God exists.He would have a question and answer session.
然后当他证明了神的存在，告诉大家他为什么相信神，而且是合理的，然后他会有一个答问的一个时刻。
So some atheists would come up and keep saying that there's not enough evidence.
然后一些无神论者就会上来跟他说啊，你的证据不够，证据不够。
So at some point he would ask.An atheist about this question.
然后到了一个程度以后，他就会问这个无神论者这个问题。
He said, "If Christianity were true, would you want to believe it?"
如果基督教是真的，你愿意信吗？
So the atheist will answer.
然后这些年轻的无神论者往往就是这样的一个回答。
He answered no.
然后说不相信。
So why did he answer no?
那为什么这些人说不呢？
不相信。
不相信。
So if for example that if Christianity were true, intellectually true, it can be proven as the truth, but he still does not want to believe.
如果是在智力上可以证明基督教是真的，然后这些人还是不相信。
Why didn't he want to believe it is true?
如果是真的，为什么不愿意去相信呢？
Dr. Frank Turek and Dr. Norman Geiser wrote a book called I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist.
所以这两位博士他们合写了一本书。
It's a quote Unfortunately, many of us who deny this truth are not actually blind, but only willfully blind.
他说很不幸的，我们中许多人否认有真理，实际上不是盲目的，而只是故意的失明。故意的失明。
Dr. J. Vernon McGee, a lot of people, you know about Dr. J. Vernon McGee and through the Bible.
Yeah, 有位已经过世的牧师叫做 Dr. McGee, 我相信很多人都认识的。在他讲道中提到。
When he said something like this, when people say they cannot believe, wait a minute, funny. When people say they cannot believe,
当有人说他们不能相信的时候
，It is not a mental problem，
并不是一个智力上的问题，并不是心智的问题。
It is a matter of the will of the heart，
这是一个意愿、一个意志力的问题。
They do not want to believe，
因为他们不要相信。
The problem is never in the mind, but in the will.
这个问题从来就不是心的问题，而是一个意志的问题。
There is sin in the life, and a man does not want to turn to God.
因为我们生命中都是有罪的，人是不愿意回转，转向神的。
He does not want to believe in him.
他不愿意，不想去相信他。
So now we see a person's emotional baggage, intellectual blindness, and a stubborn will, ego, or unwillingness, a barrier that obstructs the path to true freedom.
So we see a person's emotional baggage, intellectual blindness, and a stubborn will, ego, or
unwillingness, a things that obstruct us to the pathway of true freedom.
是这些三样事情是防止我们通往真正自由道路。
Jesus said, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the wide is the gate and broad, and the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow."The road that leads to lives, and only a few find it.
说在马太福音七章十三到十四节里面，耶稣基督是这么说的：你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡；那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
I believe people having difficulty finding the way.The pathway to freedom is not just a non-believer problem.
我相信人那个没有有困难找到这个通往真正真理的自由道路，并不是的问题，并不是只是他们不能相信。
不信的人。
不信的人。不是只是不信的人有这些障碍。
It is also a believer problem.
然后所谓的信的人，所谓的耶稣的门徒也有这些问题。
So let's look at the passage of our sermon.
我们再一次看到我们这个约翰福音八章这第三十一节怎么说的。
To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples."Then you know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说：你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
Let's look at the passage closely.
我们来仔细地研究一下这段经文。
Jesus was talking to believers.
耶稣的对象谈起来的对象是信徒。
This says, Jesus talking to the Jews who had believed in him.
是啊，耶稣的对象是信他的犹太人。
So, if we look at this, this applies to all of us.
说明这段告诉我们说，有三个先决条件，成为耶稣的门徒有三个先决的条件。
Condition to become Jesus' disciple, and we first look at it is it's one of the first ones to believe in Jesus.
所以第一个要件就是要相信耶稣。
So because of Jesus already talking to the Jews who had believed, so he's talking to believers. So one thing we become Jesus' disciple, we have to believe in Jesus first.
因为这里耶稣是对信他的犹太人说的，所以要成为他的门徒。第一要件就是要信他。
The second one is hold to Jesus' teaching.
第二样就是要实践耶稣的教导，行他的道。
Abide in Jesus' teaching. There's another translation. This is abide in Jesus' teaching.
要住在耶稣的教训中。
The third, then you will know the truth.
第三个是你们必晓得真理。
Then the promise, the truth will set you free.
然后是耶稣的应许，这样你们就真理必叫你们得以自由。
One of the biggest hurdles of repentance is the idea of stop sinning.
悔改的最大的障碍之一就是停止犯罪。
I have an opportunity to talk to three different non-believers. Several years ago.
几年以前我有机会跟三个不信者对这个罪的看法有些交换意见。
They all believe sin is one of the biggest problems of a person.
Yeah, 他们都承认这个罪是我们人生一个最大的问题。
But there's a young businessman. He admits that sin is one of his big problems.
Yeah, 有个年轻的这个实业家他商人他也承认罪对他来说是一个很大的问题。
Remember, these three people are not believers.
请大家注意这三个人都不是信徒啊。
This non-believer businessman, he said he has a lot of sin.
然后这个年轻的商人他就承认说我犯了很多的罪。
He's not willing to change.
但是他不愿意改变。
Because he is a businessman, he does bribing all the time.
因为他是在大陆从商的，所以贿赂是家常便饭吧，常常做的事情。
So he did not want to give up the way he does business, and that's why he. But in his conscience, he did not feel good about doing those stuff.
虽然他的良心告诉他，这不是一个很好的事情，但是他不想要改变这个贿赂这样事情，这个行为。
Now I have a closing challenge to all of you.
所以最后我对各位有一个挑战。
If a person is rejecting the gospel, that means for non-believers.
如果一个人他拒绝福音，他就不是一个。
Or failing to change bad behavior, which is for believers.
所以不想改变他的行为，不是一个真的信徒。
It is most likely caused or obstructed by emotional baggage, intellectual blindness, or a stubborn will.
所以一个人拒绝福音是不愿意改所改变，往往是因为这个下面几种原因，好比是说情感的负担、智力的失明或者固执的自我的组合，或者是
a combination of these three.
Yeah, 或者是这三样的组合。
This is not only by applying to non-Christians who become Christian, but also apply to believer he have trouble changing behavior.
这并不是只是这个非信者，而是主义这个所基督徒有时候也是有这样的障碍。
Jesus says to his disciple, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me.
所以耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
What denying means?
什么叫做舍己呢？
Denying yourself requires a total surrender of your own will to follow Jesus.
所以所谓的舍己就表示要完完全全放弃自己而来跟随主，跟随耶稣。
This is a change, not only a change of mind, also a change of your will. You're willing to change.
这不只是你在心智上的改变，而且是你的意志力上的改变。你必须要让自己愿意去做这件事情。
Jesus says, come to me, all you who have weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我的心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Whatever burdens or problem you may have,
不论您面对的是什么样的重担，什么样的问题，
could it be personal problems, family problems,
个人的，家庭的，
relationship problem,
关系上的困难，
addiction problem,
或者是你对什么东西上瘾的困难，
or behavioral problems,
或者行为上的问题。
Open your heart to Jesus and the Word of God. Surrender to Jesus.
敞开你的心给耶稣，然后聆听神的话语。
If you're not a believer, then you have to believe in Jesus first.
如果您还不是耶稣的门徒，你必须先信他。
And then open your heart.And to Jesus, to the Word of God, and surrender to Jesus.
然后向他敞开你的心房，聆听神的话语。
Practice the Word of God accordingly.
然后照他的话去实践。
Then you will know the truth.
然后你们必晓得真理。
And the truth will set you free.
真理必叫你们得以自由。
When you look at the Bible, the truth means the person of Jesus, his salvation and his word.
所以当你看到讲到真理的话，就讲到是耶稣自己以及耶稣的话语。
So you, if all of us who have burden and problem in the way that we live our life,
我们每一个人活在世上都会有问题的，都是有障碍、有问题的、有重担的。
We must go back to Jesus, open our heart and listen to the word of God and surrender to Jesus.
必须要把我们的心房打开，聆听他的话语，然后我们向他顺服，让他做我们的主。
Even though you're intellectually probably you know the word of God, but you have to practice the word of God.
也许在理性上你都是明白神的话语，但是你必须要实现去行他的道，行他的话语。
Then you will know the truth.
然后你能够晓得真理。
And the truth, Jesus will set you free.
然后这个真理也是指着耶稣而言，就会让你得到自由。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你这段时间。
We know that as a human being, we have a lot of problems in our way that we live out.
身为人类，我们犯了太多的错误。
No matter that what obstructs us, it could be intellectually, it could be emotionally, but we are not willing to change.
不管我们遇到什么问题，是心智、智力上的，或者是意愿上的，我们常常不愿意改变。
If any one of us among us that feel that Lord is, teaching you to make some decisions.
如果您心里感受到神正在提示你、教训你，让你有所改变，做一个决定的。
I give you about 10 seconds that you pray to God and ask God to change you and practice the word of God so you would know the truth and the truth will set you free.
然后我给您大概十秒的时间，然后你去默想神的话语，然后你能够敞开心房，然后转向耶稣基督，能够实践他的话语，然后耶稣这个真理就会让你得到自由。
Pray for yourself now.
请您为你自己祷告。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, you have heard the prayers.
感谢主，你听了我们的祷告。
May your will be done.
愿您的旨意成就。
And on earth as it is in heaven.
行在地上如同行在天上。
We pray all these in the Lord Jesus' name.
我们这样奉靠，奉耶稣基督